A person has 200 zuz. Lo yito leket shicha upeyo umayser ani. So now the Mishnah is going to continue with the halachas of tzedakah, that this person that has 200 zuz should not take leket shicha upeya and maaser ani. Now, lav dafka that it's money, 200 zuz, but it means even things, like the Tiferes Yisrael explains, even things that are worth money and other metaltalin. Hayulom masayim chaser dinar. However, if he has 200 but less than 200, even just a dinar, afilu elef noisten loy ka'achas. So even if, some of Farshim explain, even 1,000 people would give him at once. In other words, so he's short just a little bit. So now that he's short, he's about to take, and now they're going to give him, when he takes, even 1,000 in one shot, that they're going to give him 1,000 ziz, whether it's 1,000 people giving him one ziz, or a few people giving him 1,000 altogether. Hareza Yitol, he's allowed to take it, because once he's under the threshold, he can take it, and at the time that he takes it, he can go way above at that same time. So if a person does have Masayim Zuz, however, he has, as part of his Masayim Zuz, he has some of it designated to give over to somebody that he owes money to, or for his wife's ksuva, even while he's married, like the Rav says. And the Mishnah Sharon explains is, we know that metaltalin, that people cannot have liens on metaltalin. So it doesn't mean that they have liens on this on these metaltalin, but rather, it just means that he designated that when they collect from these specific metaltalin. In any event, because some of his money is owed to others, it's looked at as if he doesn't even have it, and therefore, he's considered an ani, and he's allowed to take from the matnas aniyim. And the Mishnah ends, Ein mechayven oso limkor esbeisov es klei tashmishoi. And we don't require him to sell his house. Ves klei tashmisho, the Rav explains that we're dealing with his nice kalim that he's mishtamish on Shabbos and Yontif, his tablecloths and such, that we don't make him sell it and get something of lesser quality to use. And the Rav explains that we're dafka talking about leket shicha and peya, when this guy, when this ani takes from leket shicha and peya, and he says, interesting words, that, and he does not take from the kupa of tzedakah, rather, he takes bitsina. The Rav goes on and says, but if he would take from a kupa shel tzedakah, and he would do it openly, in public, then even leket shicha and peya, they don't allow him to take, unless he sells his Shabbos kelim. The Tosfos Yom Tov explains, what's the svar here? This guy, there's two things the Rav says he needs. And the main point, really, it's one main point. The main point is he can't take and diminish from the other aniyim, and their ability to take. So the Rav says that he doesn't take from the kupa of tzedakah, rather he's misfarnes bitzina. So the way he explains it is that we had in Mishnah Vav, where the Mishnah uses a lashon of hayamatzil, that one of the person's relatives saved Meiser Ani for one of his relatives. So this guy too, he's one of these guys where his relative saved something for him and gave him matanas aniyim, so he really didn't make the other aniyim lose out, because like it says in the Mishnah, that as long as the other aniyim in the field had what to take from, then the half that the guy took home, they'd be able to give to his relatives. And leket shicha and peya, they're not going to give him a macha on that. They're not going to rebuke him on it, because leket shicha and peya, Mefarshim explains, Tosfos Yom Tov explains, it's hefker. Now we know that the person can't be mafker, that it's really not hefker. You're not allowed to be just mafker tanim. Rather, it doesn't mean that it's mamish hefker. It just means because eventually, once tanim are finished with it, like we said in the previous Mishnayos, then everybody can take it, so it's going to be hefker. Mamela, something that's sofa going to be hefker, is looked at like hefker, and he's not really taking from the other anim. Masha'enkin, if he takes from the kupa of tzedakah, there he's actually taking away from the anim themselves, because he's diminishing their ability to have the tzedakah. And Memelo, once he starts doing that, they don't even let him take from Leket Shechen Peya.